Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Chovas Smicha. We can bring a raya gedola that the Chovas Smicha is not established according to the Shas HaFrosha, but rather the Shas HaKrova, and there would be an afgamina gabe a goy. Let's say a goy was mafresh a carbon when he was a goy, and then afterwards he converts. Is it Chayv and Smicha or not Chayv and Smicha? If you say we follow Shas HaFrosha, so then it's Pater Mismicha because he was Smafresh Alts Goy. And if you say it's Lefi Shas HaKrova, then he's Chayiv, because B'Shas HaKrova he was already Jewish. So we can possibly prove that a Ger doesn't do Smicha on the Karban that he was Mafresh when he was a Goy. Because in Menachas 61b, Rashi brings the drash of the Torah as Kohanim b'nei Yisrael b'samach, that b'nei Yisrael do smicha and goyim don't do smicha. For Ektosis, what do you need that drasha for? We have the drasha of Menachas 93a, korban avlo korban avet avet kochavim. So what do you need the drasha of b'nei Yisrael samchin eino avet kochavim samchin? Now, if we say that a goy who is misgayer doesn't do smicha because b'shas hafroshe the korban belonged to the goy. If you say that a goy who was misgayer doesn't do smicha because when he did the hafrasha it was a carbon of a goy, then we need the to understand the kash of Tosfos, because then you need both drashas. You need the drasha of Bnei Yisrael Somchin and not goyim. That's talking about where the bialim of the carbon was a goy. And the drasha of karban avlo karban goyim remayit that even though before shas hakrova the goy was misgayer, he still doesn't do smicha because it's a karban of a goy. So you need both drashas: one if it's a goy all along, and two if b'shas hafrash he was a goy and then he converted. So it must be that Tosis is learning misvara that if he was misgayer before hakrovas hakarban, he does do smicha because the chiyuv smicha is not established b'shas hafrasha, rather b'shas hakrova. And therefore Tosfos, what did he need both drashas for? In Taka, if he was a guy when he did that hafrasha and then a Jew when he did that krova, he'd be chayiv in smicha. And it's pasha like that to Tosfos misvara. They don't even need a yalfusa. So maybe we can be doicha that's only in the kasha. But in the teretz, Tosfos says you need the other drasha that somebody else isn't smicha for him. They need the second drasha that a Jew isn't samech on behalf of the guy. So memele hu adin, that if he was misgayer afterwards and he himself became the Jew, he would be parted from smicha. Maybe that would be a possible dechia. But let's make the following cheshbon. In a previous shir, we proved from Tosfos that it says that that Tosfos writes that it, We showed from Tosis that from the fact that it says that a man can't be samech on the carbon of a woman, it must be that the miut l'gabei nashim mismicha is referring to the gufa korban, the gufa carbon's pater, and therefore even if a guy wants to do smicha, it's not going to help because the gufa carbon was pater mismicha. Now we showed from Tosis that a ger does smicha on his carbon, right? At least is it sad to learn from Tosis that if a ger was misgayer when he was mafresh al tzgai and then he becomes a Jew, b'shas hakrova he does smicha. So that would be a raya that even though the carbon was pater from smicha, why was the carbon pater from smicha? Because b'shas hafrosha there was no obligation of smicha. Nevertheless, it's chozer mischayev by the ger. Why is it chozer mischayev? Because it's nikba b'shas hakrova. So again, we learn that the carbon of an isha, it's the carbon that's pater mismicha, and therefore it doesn't help if a man does smicha on a woman's behalf. And if you hold that a ger does smicha on his carbon, that b'shas hafrashi he was a guy, and now b'shas hakrova he's a Jew, so you see from there that a carbon can be pater from smicha, meaning b'shas hakrava ashfrasha. It wasn't chayiv in smicha, but now it's going to be mischayiv because b'shas hafrasha there was a bar chiyuv involved, there was a Jew involved, meaning the goy was misgayer. So therefore, hu adin legabe yoresh, that even though the carbon was pater mismicha by the mother, if somebody yarshes the carbon from his mother, nevertheless chozer v'neor, the chiyuv comes back by the yoresh. And the reason is because chiyuv smicha is established b'shas hakrova, and therefore you're right. When the mother was mafresh the carbon, it wouldn't have been chayv in smicha. But now that b'shas hakrova, it is it's given to the yoresh, so the male it's chayv in smicha. In these fasemes in Menachah 61b is metaritz the kash of Tosis. Why you need two psukim to be mamayit the carbon of a goy? So he said, I have an idea that one is for a regular goy, and the other one is to tell you that when the goy was mafresh the carbon as a goy, and then he was misgayer, he doesn't do smicha. So Tosis doesn't answer that. So it must be that Tosis holds that the chi of smicha is not tali b'shas hafrasha, but rather it's tali b'shas hakrav, and therefore the goy would be chayiv, the ger would be chayiv in smicha. If there is a mitzvah of smicha, das chachomim at the beginning of Maseches Erchin, at the beginning of Tmura, that a korban of shutfin is ton smicha. Das Rabbi Yehuda, korban of shutfin is not tun smicha. Kach kosav Rashi bereish Tmura bereish Erchin. He writes the das Rabbi Yehuda that it's not ton harbi smichos, it's ton smicha achas, but in Tmura, Rashi learns that it's not ton smicha at all. What would be the din b'shutfin, shekanu korban b'shutfus, and one of the shutfin is a woman, one is a man. In other words, a shutfus of a man and a woman in a korban, is it chayiv in smicha or not, according to the Chachamim, that a korban shel shutfin is ton smicha. So l'chora, it would be tolerated in the suffix that we mentioned in a previous shir, in the gedder of the miyut isha mimitzah smicha. If we say that the miyut is talking about the gavra, that the gavra, the woman, isn't so meches, but her korban is ton smicha. So since one of the shutfin is an ish, he has to do smicha, because he the that gavra is a chayiv. In other words, if it's a miyut on the gavra, so here you have a gavra that's chayiv, the man, even though the woman is potter. But according to the tzad, that a korban of isha, it's the cheftz of the korban that's mismayit mismicha, so you can't do smicha because part of the korban isn't b'chal chayiv and smicha. How could it be samich b'chol kocho, it's avoda b'kachim, when part of the korban is not half the korban, is not chayiv and smicha b'chal? The Meiri in Chagiga 16b writes to Chiddush Gadol that a woman is a sur lechatchila lidar b'korban levada. Why? Because she can't do smicha, and lechatchila you don't bring a korban without smicha. Just b'shutfus with a man, she could be noderes a korban, and she's not semechas, but the shutif, who's the man, is semech. So we see that the Meiri is lechara holding that the miut of a woman from smicha is not on the gufa korban, but rather it's a miut on the person, on the gavra, on the gavritza, on the woman, that a woman is not semechas, and nevertheless the korban is tuna smicha. Because according to the tzad, that the carbon is pater mismicha, so how's her shutuf allowed to do smicha? So it must be that it's the isha that's pater mismicha, and she's noderes b'shutfus, and memela the shutuf is going to do smicha. So I'll call upon him, that according to the Meiri, it is the person who's pater mismicha, not the korban that's pater mismicha. And therefore, if a woman is a shutuf, a shutafa, so it's going to be her partner, her in this carbon, who's going to be doing the smicha, and he's chayav alt man. So the kasha is that the Meiri himself in Pesachim 88b, Divra Maschil Chamisha, says that a woman who sells her carbon to a man, the man can't do smicha. And for this reason, if a man buys the Moiser HaPesach of an Isha, which is a Shlamim, the leftover Pesach, wasn't used as a Pesach as a Shlamim, he does not have to do smicha. Wow. So what comes out from this? So this is a big tzarichiyah. Because we saw that in Chagiga, miut nashim mismicha is not migufa carbon. It's a din in the person. But here we see it's a din in the carbon. And therefore, if a woman sells her carbon, the carbon's pater mismicha, even though now the guy has it. But you're right, now the guy has it, but it's a pater mismicha because of the woman. The guf ha-karbon is pater mismicha. And that's a stira. Because here we see that the gufa carbon is patur m'smicha, and therefore when the woman sells her carbon to the man, he can't do smicha on the moisir pesach, he doesn't do smicha, because we said that it's a din in the carbon. Whereas in the irian chagiga holds that it's a din in the person, and therefore if it's a shutfus of a man or a woman, then smicha is done. So, hani mili sasrayni, so how are we going to miyashev this mi'iri? So maybe as follows, the Turei Evin in Chagiga, the Halad Amar Aleph, Divrei Maaskel, discusses a chatzi of a chatzi ben choyin, can he do some smicha on his carbon? Or no, since an Evin, the Tzad Evin is patur m'smicha, he can't, because the Tzad Avdus is also b'smicha m'shum avoyde b'kotshim. And the Meiri, the Turei Evin concludes that the mitzvah of smicha of the chelik of the ben choyin is doicha the loisase of avoyde b'kotshim of the chelik of Avdus, and the Meila, he can do smicha, the chelik of the free man is doicha the of loisase of avoyde b'kotshim because of the chelik of Avdus. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chulushan Chagiga writes, "Lagabe maybe carbon b'tinai shimu ben choyrin, hareza elas ri'ya v'mispar shu evad hareza shlamim." He can do smicha, even though it might turn out that he's really an evad and he's pater mismicha. Nevertheless, there's no way to avoda b'kachim unless you're somach shalol letzarech. But here it's letzarech, because maybe he's a ben choyrin, and als ben choyrin, he is a chayev to do smicha on this elas ri'ya. So it's not avoda b'kachim. So adin chatzi el chatzi ben choyrin. Here we're talking about somebody who's maybe a Tanai, if he's a Ben Chayrin or if he's an Evid. But who adin chetzi chetzi? He could do it because it's Litzarach. So we have two reasons why chetzi 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 Ben Chayrin could do smicha on a carbon. One is because the essay of smicha is dachad lois essay of Veda B'kachim. And the second reason is because it's Litzarach, because of the Tzara Cheret Shalom. So now it would come out as follows, that who adin b'karbon shel ish v'isha b'shutfus, that it's true that the chelik of the behem of the isha doesn't require smicha. Nevertheless, since the chelek of the man requires smicha, he's allowed to do smicha, and there is no isra avoda b'kachim. Even if you hold that it's a din in the carbon, that the carbon is patur mismicha, still, in other words, in Chagit Tazvav Tazayin Amid Beis, we wanted to learn from there that it's a din in the person, and therefore if it's a shutvus or a man or a woman, and the man does the smicha, so it must be that it's a din that the person is the pater from smicha, but not the it's not a din in the animal. And that's why the man can do smicha, because the din of the animal would be able to do smicha, because part of the animal is in chayv and smicha mitzad the isha. So it must be midin the person, and therefore you have a gavras chayv and smicha, so the man can do smicha. So it's a din in the person. No. Really, it's a din in the carbon. And how's the man doing smicha? Part of the carbon is patur mismicha. The answer is the Rebbe Kivega and the Turei Evin. Either because the essay of smicha is dochad lo'isei avoda b'kachim, or it's l'tzarech, and therefore it's b'seder gamor. So that's miyashev, the Meiri. And therefore it works well, because the Meiri, again, in Pesachim 88b, holds that a woman who sells her carbon to a man, the man can't do smicha. The man can't do smicha. Why? Because the carbon is patur mismicha. Because the why is it patur mismicha? Because the carbon is patur mismicha. It's the animal. It's a din in the animal. And the man can't do smicha anymore. Even though it's gavra, he's chayiv. But he can't do smicha because... Why can't he do smicha? Because the animal is patur mismicha. Because the woman who sold it to him was a woman. And she and her animal is patur mismicha, so it doesn't help that he's a man. So what do we see from here? We see from here that it's a din in the animal. That's why the man can't do smicha. It's in the animal. And how can you do smicha if it belongs to a shutfus of a man or woman? The answer is because the essay of smicha is zochad lo'isei avoda b'kachim, where it's l'tzarech. So at Dvarim Hayuna Flaim, we learned a lot of big yesodos in these shiurim to mention some of them. We paskin that Nashim Muktanim V'Goyim don't do smicha on their karbonos. So the Menchas Chinuch had a suffix that we paskin that a Yoresh Karban Shel Aviv, the Yoresh, does smicha. What's the din of somebody yarshins his mother's karban? The mother was p'tura mismicha. So now that it goes into the rishus of the Yoresh, does he do smicha or not? He writes, Rehita Slash in the Gemara is that the Yoresh is soimech. And we said maybe it's totally in the Chakir of the Achronim. Is it a din in the animal or a din in the person? What patters from smicha? Or is machayiv in smicha the animal or the person? In other words, is it that a woman is p'tura mismicha or a woman's animal is p'tura mismicha? So according to the tzaddik, it's a din on the karban. So when a woman is mismatis mismicha, it's also her karban. And therefore, when it comes to the yairish, he's not going to be doing smicha. But according to the other side, that smicha is on the, it's a din in the person. So when a woman was mismayit, it's only her, but not her karban. And mimela, when the yairish gets it, the yairish does smicha. We brought a raya in the first year that smicha is not a chayvus karban, it's a chayvus gavra, based on what the Ritva said, that the p'tur of mitzvah says ishas man grama is only in a mitzvah shekiyuma begufa isha, but not if the kiyum is on something else. So we can bring a raya from here that smicha is not a chayvus karban, it's a chayvus gavra, because mehechitesi that a woman should be p'tur mismicha if it's a chayvus karban. There's no din of mitzvah. According to this smicha, if we say it's a mitzvah mitzvah the karban, there's no p'tur of mitzvah seishas man grama. In other words, the Ritva learns that smicha is a mitzvah seishas man grama, and that's why women are pater. But if it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, women are pater. Why are pater? It's a din in the animal. It must be that no. It's a din on the person. It's a chayvus gavra, and therefore women are p'turos. And according to this, we had a chiddush nifla b'tzir hafuch. A woman yarshins a carbon from her father. So what's the tzali b'tshnei tzadim? In other words, if it's a din in the carbon, so then it's chayv and smicha, it's a din in the person. So it's patur and smicha because now a woman got it. We brought a raya that a woman who yarshins a carbon from her father doesn't do smicha. Because in Kedushin we say, what's a woman doing in the Azara? Rashi's a woman's not allowed to go into the Azara. We say this mafurish in the Yerushalmi and Ma'aseh Sheni Perakim Allah Hey. So according to this, if we say that she yarshins a carbon from her father, she does smicha. So we would have to say then that she stands in Shar Nikanor and she does smicha. In other words, in the Ezra's Nashim, but we learn in Zvachim that that the only case of Shar Nikanor is a Metzora. Metzora stands Shar Nikanor, not an Isha. So it must be that a woman is not doing smicha on her father's carbon. Otherwise, we find another case of someone standing in Shar Nikanor. We saw the Yesod of the Brisker Rov that Chayva Smicha has both in Yanim. Gam Mehe Mitzad, Sai Mitzad, the carbon, Sai Mitzad, the Gavra, according to both. And when a woman was Mismayit Mismicha, she was Mismatis from both Chiyuvim. Sai Mitzad, the carbon, Sai Mitzad, the Gavra. And we're Marviach, according to this, that even if we say that that a person Yarshins his mother's carbon, he doesn't do Smicha because the carbon's Pater Mismicha, we can still say that a woman who yarshins a carbon from her father, even though the carbon is chayv smicha, she can't do smicha because of the gavra. And we can prove that the carbon of isha is, we want to bring a raya that the carbon of the isha is obligated in smicha to din in the gavra that she's pater from Taisa Menachas, who asked, why do you need a jirasha to be mamayit women from smicha? Why don't we say that it's a mitzvah says isha is man grama? Because teichaf l'schit m'smicha shchita and shchita is b'yom and Tosis vibes with the kasha. Now if we say that her carbon is pater m'smicha, so we can ask that we require a mute on carbon isha to say that her carbon is pater, and it's a nafkamina bebali ad yerish, that the carbon is still pater. So it must be that from Taisus we see that it's a din in the isha, that it's a din in the gavra. Because if it was a din in the animal, We would takanid the miyut to say that it's a din in the animal, and therefore, even if it goes to the yoresh, it's pater from smicha. So it must be that it's a din in the isha. The isha is p'tura mismicha, and therefore, what do you need the drasha for? Typically, this isha is man grama. V'gdolim izu. The Ravid writes in his parish to his quantum that a woman can be mekayim mitzmicha b'chol kochan. There's no way to avoid the b'kachim because she's allowed to be mekayim mitzmicha z'man grama, even though there's a tzad isur shebedavar. So it's much lehedya that her carbon is obligated in smicha, because what does it help that she can be mekayim mitzmicha z'man grama? So if the carbon is patur mitzmicha, it must be that it's a p'tur in the person, it's a p'tur in the gavra. However, we can prove that it's a din in the carbon from Tosis. Tosis writes that maybe there's some type of miut. Somewhere that that the carbon of a woman, a man can't do it on her behalf. Another man can't do it on her behalf. So it's muchach that her carbon requires smicha. So otherwise, why do we need a miut that a man can't do it on her behalf? Okay, the carbon is patur mismicha pashit. Answer is the carbon is ton smicha, and just the woman is p'tura, and that's why we have a miut, the man can't do it on her behalf. And then we wrote a raya that even according to the tzad, that her carbon is patur mismicha, nevertheless, if a woman yarshins a carbon from his mother, he's still going to do smicha. And that's behekdim shtei akdamos. And one is we had a suffix whether the chova smicha nikba b'shas hafrasha or b'shas hakrova. And the second hakdama is that a yoresh does smicha, is he mekayim? Is he doing his father's mitzvah? Is he doing his own mitzvah? Because he's also miskaper. And the Brisker Rav proves that if the father does smicha, the yoresh doesn't do smicha, because the smicha of the yoresh is a kiyum smichas oviv. The Sfasema says, no, the yoresh is samech mikoyach atzmon. The nafkamin is if there are a number of yoreshim, that all of them are doing smicha if it's mikoyach atzmon. So according to that, if we say that choyva smicha was established b'shas ha'krovo, according to that side, and the yoresh is samech machmas atzmos, so you're right, in a carbon isha is pelter mismicha. However, when it comes to the ad yoresh, and now it's in his bailus, now the carbon is going to be mischayv and smicha. But according to the tzad, that choyva smicha is nikba b'shas ha'frasha, it's the carbon of an isha. So it's not going to help when it comes to the ad yoresh. So those are some of the chidushim that we learned in the previous shiurim, and then we had what we learned in this shiur, the beautiful issue, the beautiful kasha we had in the Meiri, that we had one source where he said it's a man and a woman shutfas, the man does smicha, so as you see it's a din in the person. Another source that says that if a woman, that if a man buys a carbon from a woman, that he doesn't do smicha, so you see that it's a din in the carbon. You see that it's a din in the carbon, because otherwise the man should do smicha, because the gavra is chayiv. And so which one is it? Is it a din in the carbon, or is it a din in the person? And we answered that really it could be a din in the carbon. The carbon is patur mismicha. So if the katan is patur mismicha, then how if there's a shutfus, is the man doing smicha? And the answer is, like the Rabbi Kiva Eger, and like the Turei Evin says that the essay of smicha is doichad losei avoda b'kachim, and Rabbi Kiva Eger that it's letzairich, and therefore it's beseder gamor. And we also saw a chiddush de nifla about a grandson yarshining a carbon. That the father, grandfather had the carbon, and then the grandson yarshin it. So he said that even though the mother's in the middle, he's going to be doing smicha, even though yarshin it from his mother. Because if it's nikba b'shas hafrasha, so then if the choyva smicha is nikba b'shas hafrasha, but choyva smicha b'shas hafrasha was the grandfather's, so it's chayv, he's a man. And then b'shas ha'krava, it's the grandsons. So he's also a man. if we're tzchayv in smicha. Al kopanim, these are some of the inyanim and hanifloim b'yoseh that we learned, and mirat Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. Hopefully, we'll revisit this fascinating sugya. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.